Welcome to the next episode of Monday Mindset Matters. These quick meat-of-the-moment episodes offer you some tools and biblical encouragement to help you, the Christian educator, no matter what role you have on campus, stay connected, stay grounded, and stay prayed up so you can be the light in the middle of this trauma-responsive movement. So, let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Society's Child podcast, where we have real conversations about being a trauma-responsive educator in the midst of a significant mental health crisis. Hi, I'm Trish Senzak, a former educator, compassion advocate, and Jesus lover, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Are you feeling confuzzled about your students' behavior and needs? You're not alone. If trauma-informed strategies leave you wondering, what's next? Don't worry. My friend, I've been there too. As a foster mom and a child of complex trauma mixed with my experience as a teacher, it's led me to finding a compassionate, whole child approach that's evidence-based, practical, and transformational, and I'm so eager to share it with you. Whether you want to connect with your students on a deeper level, create a trauma-sensitive environment, or you just need a little bit of encouragement or support, you're in the right place. So grab a drink, a pen, or your earbuds, and let's work together to create a safe and student-attuned, trauma-responsive school culture. Society's children need you. So let's get started.
I want you to know, first of all, that I believe in you. I believe in the work you do. I believe that you are one of the most pivotal people on our campuses. And I believe in the Holy Spirit that is in you, if you're a Christ follower. So back in the beginning of putting together this podcast, I declared war and said we would be rallying a group of Christian educators and equipping and training them with tools to show radical love, express intense compassion, and really lead with extreme kindness, the kind of kindness that only Jesus gives. And this way, schools could be radically transformed. And I really believe in that mission and that goal. It is fascinating to think about how many of you are doing really good work on your campuses, how many of you are staying prayed up and grounded and going out there and really, really fighting for this mission. However, I have come to realize that it is quite possible that there is a force that's trying to stop this mission. So recently, I've personally experienced serious medical issues for me, some medical stuff for my husband, relationship and mental health issues going on with a few of my foster kiddos. And each of these alone by themselves, they're big, but all together is a huge, big, fat chocolate mess. It's hard to stay focused, and it's hard, so hard to really be able to stay present in some of this. And then it came to me and I realized some of you who are doing this good work might be facing some of these personal challenges on your campus or in your personal life, or maybe your family is. If this is true for you and you've recently begun facing some of these serious obstacles, it may well be because you're doing God's work. You're trying to do it well and do it within His will. If you've been listening to this podcast for any time now, you know that every single Monday I give you biblical encouragement to build you up. I help you stay in the Word. I help you stay grounded and help you stay prayed up. And it's for protection, my friends. And I really want to help you with this scripture, the one that talks about armoring up and putting on the armor of God. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. My friends, if we're doing God's work and God's will, there is a dark force that will stop anything that's good and that's going to happen on our campuses that we're trying to do. So it's our job to move forward, our job to make sure that the good happens with these kiddos, that they feel cared for, their lives and their trajectory changes, they feel seen, the healing is happening, life is spoken into these kids. And so because of that, and because I want to encourage you to keep going and to put on this armor, I really felt compelled to really pray over each and every one of you. So I want to do that, and I want to encourage you to take a moment to stop right where you are, bow your head, and close your eyes, and maybe even hold out your hands and receive this prayer. Abba, Father, we cry out to you right now, humbled that you see each and every one of us right where we are. You see our life and you see our work. So I pray that in each of us, you will put that peace that passes all understanding, that we can each trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding, but on yours. And we ask, God, that whatever is working to tear down this mission, to tear down this goal that each of these educators is working on in their hearts, you know why they've chosen this field. We ask, God, that whatever work is being done, we ask you to intervene and put a hedge of protection around each of these classrooms, each of these missions, each of these goals, each of their attitudes. Lord, we know that prayer works. We know that you are bigger than all of this stuff. And I really want to take a moment, Lord, to focus on the people that are listening to this podcast who are going through those hardships, and they have things going on in their life and their family, and they're really trying to be a good force on the campus and trying, Lord, to follow you. Father, I ask that if they're distracted right now, just pray for protection and redirection and renewal. And if someone is feeling challenged, I pray that you strengthen them, wrap your mighty arms around them so that they feel you physically, and that you will help each one of them armor up and be completely ready to take on each piece of equipment so they're guarded and they're ready. I ask you to strengthen them and guide and correct and love on and whisper to them, give them discernment. Father God, you know the needs. And you tell us that if we don't know what to pray, you'll intercede on our behalf. So, Lord, I just ask that if there's anybody that is so utterly overwhelmed, that you would just simply intercede for them. Holy Spirit, we speak to you and ask you that whatever's going on in the mind and the heart, psychologically, emotionally, physically, financially, professionally, whatever is going on for all of my educator friends, Lord, I am asking you right now to intervene, armor them up, give them the extreme kindness, intentional compassion, and radical love that they need to go forth on their campuses. I ask this, Lord, for those who are not on Christian campuses. I ask, God, that you will help them be a light wherever they are so that the others working with them see your face and feel your presence. Lord, I ask that you help each of us in the midst of our trials and tribulations to really stay focused on gratitude and giving thanks. Help us to pray without ceasing, Father, all day long, in and out of everything we do, when we feel challenged, when we feel blessed, when we face trials, whatever it is, help us stay in prayer, Father. We ask for strength and your guidance in this moment, Father God. We ask you to bless them as we go forward so that they can be 100% prayed up, grounded in whatever they're doing. I pray all of this in Jesus' precious name through the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you want to take this a step further and you really want to step into this mission, I want to welcome you. I'm looking for volunteers that will be prayed up, that are grounded in scripture, that are ready to do battle. If you want to help post content, create graphics, spread the word, whatever you want to do, please email me at societieschildpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to work with you. I would love to encourage you. I'd love to have you in our Facebook group, engaging with people and then spreading this beyond our Facebook group. Let's spread this mission. I've been reignited with this cause. I know for a fact that these challenges that I'm going through are a test. And my friends, it may be the same for you. So I want to encourage you to armor up, strengthen up, so we can create trauma-responsive campuses across this world. So there you go, my friends. There's your Monday Mindset Matters. I hope you found something encouraging in this and that you have a very positive and blessed week.
If you're looking for ways to build more peace in your career, I've created a list of 75 affirmations based on 25 Bible scriptures, and I'd love to share it with you and help you keep your sanity. You can go to trishz.com/Bible-AFFS, that's AFFS, for affirmations. I'll also leave the link in the show notes for you, too. Until next time, my friend, stay grounded, stay regulated, and stay prayed up.
Hey, amazing educators, thanks for tuning in.
If you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to hit subscribe and leave a review. Even better, share this episode with a colleague. And hey, I'd love to connect with you on social media. You can even join my Facebook group for some extra support and a dash of inspiration. I've left all the links in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, remember, you're not alone on this journey. You've got this. Keep making a difference and stay teach-tastic.